The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello and welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Crime with Holly. It's your host, Holly, and I am back today to share another Missing Monday case for you guys. Missing Mondays is a segment that was created to help keep missing persons' name and information in the media the best that I can, and to hopefully help aid in their return home. My mission and purpose with Missing Mondays is not only to keep the stories of the missing alive, but to also let their families know that their loved one will not be forgotten. Often when the hype of a missing person's case dies down and people go back to their regular lives, the families are left feeling like they are forgotten and that their loved one doesn't matter. But to me and my listeners, we will continue sharing their name, their picture, and their stories until they are found. Today's episode will feature a missing person from the Hawaiian Islands. This episode also touches on a very sensitive subject of mental health. Before I dive into details, I want to talk about the fact that with a true crime podcast, we instantly think of something sinister happening to these individuals. And while that's heavily what I've focused on in the past, some of these people that I have covered in the past, as well as in this episode, may have been suffering from some sort of mental illness or having a psychotic break. If you've been following my podcast for a while, you'll know that no matter what someone's story is, I will still share it. We often see in cases where mental illness or addiction is a factor, those cases get brushed aside and given very little effort and attention. But for me and my listeners, they do matter, and it's still just as important to share their information because they deserve to be found, and they have loved ones that are worried and want them home. Before I get started, I do want to include that if you or anyone you know is having struggles with your mental health or having thoughts of harming yourself, please reach out for help. I will have the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline linked in this episode. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is a national network of local crisis centers that provides free and confidential emotional support to people in suicidal crisis or emotional distress 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in the United States. The website that will be linked in the description is www.988lifeline.org. Know that if you are struggling, you are not alone and you are so very loved. I also want to mention that this episode will be on the shorter side because information is pretty limited, but it's still so important to share. So without further ado, let's get into the story of Robert Gallagher. Robert Gallagher, who went by the name of Robbie, grew up in San Diego, California, where he and his brother would eat, sleep, breathe the beach life. Whether they were out in the ocean swimming, they were body surfing, or regular surfing, Robbie and his brother could be found at the beach any spare moment that they had. So when Robbie decided to move to the Hawaiian Islands, his family was not surprised by this decision, that he was going to head there and pursue his life of doing exactly what he loved to do. Robbie's brother Brian told Dateline that he believed that their father is who paved the way for Robbie wanting to live in Hawaii, because their father had lived there sometime in the late 70s, where, according to an NBC News article, he taught scuba diving and skippered on boats. Hawaii was a place that Robbie was very familiar with as well, because all throughout his entire childhood, his family would frequently make trips there. And it was these trips that really made Robbie's dreams of someday moving there grow. He was just drawn to that ocean and beach life, and what better place to live that amazing life than in Hawaiian paradise? Given that Robbie grew up in the water and surfing, it should be no surprise that he was an extremely good surfer and swimmer. After graduating college with a degree in philosophy and business, Robbie landed himself a job in Oahu. And this job that he scored was for a business that his brother also worked for in Colorado. Robbie was very close with his family, and though he lived far away, he made sure to remain in contact with them during his time in Hawaii. His brother Brian said that they were very close, and they would talk to each other weekly, not only because they were co-workers for this company, but they also would talk on the phone about surfing, life, and everything in between. When Robbie's father suddenly passed away in 2016, that is when he finally packed his bags and moved back to California. Moving back to California, he tried to make the best of it. He tried to make the best that it could be, but with the death of his father, that really took a toll on Robbie. He certainly took the loss of his father very hard, as did everyone in the entire family, but Robbie took it the hardest. His mother, Kathy, told Dateline that she didn't think that he was ever the same after that loss. This move from Hawaii back to San Diego was so that Robbie could help and really be there for his mom, but slowly it seemed like he was getting more and more down, which I can understand. The loss of his father took Robbie away from his happy place in Hawaii, and the loss of not only his father, but the place he lived and loved so much, I can imagine that would be tough to deal with. I can imagine that would wear on someone after living and enjoying somewhere else for so long, only to be brought back to where you grew up. After a while, Robbie told his mom that he couldn't take living in San Diego any longer, that he needed to go back to Hawaii. And so he moved back. And I'm not sure exactly what year that Robbie moved back to Hawaii, but I do know that it was before the pandemic broke out in 2020. Because in September 2020, just a few months into the pandemic, Robbie's family began to see an even bigger shift in his mental health, despite him being back in his happy place of Hawaii. His brother Brian tells Dateline that he believes that the isolation really got to Robbie, and that for a while he couldn't even go out to body surf, and he thinks it really messed with Robbie's mind. We saw a major rise in mental health struggles during the pandemic, especially those first months when we all were locked inside of our homes, unable to really leave. Places were closed down to do fun recreational things that we love, and it really took a toll on so many Americans and others across the globe. And for someone like Robbie, who eats, sleeps, breathes the beach life, this sounds like it would be really hard to be locked in your own home and away from the beach that he loved so much. And I'm assuming because his brother said that he couldn't even body surf, that the beaches were closed down for visitors. With this shift in Robbie's attitude, his family fought hard to get him to come back to San Diego, but he refused. He told his family that the ocean was his therapy and that all he wanted to do was get back to surfing. October 31st, 2020 was the last time that Kathy had spoke to her son on the telephone. There wasn't any information that I could find about the last phone call, so I'm unsure of how exactly he sounded during this time. And as I stated earlier, while living away from San Diego, Robbie made sure to call his family several times a week to check in with them and to check in with his mom, especially after the passing of his father. Kathy was surprised to find that the phone calls stopped, and when she tried to call Robbie herself, she was unable to reach him. When they were unable to reach him after a few days, they knew that something wasn't right and that they needed to get to Hawaii ASAP. But if you guys remember, at the height of the pandemic, traveling was tough, and places like Hawaii were very strict on their COVID protocols. It was because of this that Brian in Colorado and Kathy in San Diego had a tough time getting to Hawaii immediately. They had to wait for their COVID testing to come back negative, and at that time, rapid testing wasn't quite a thing yet. But finally, after several agonizing days of waiting, Kathy was cleared to travel to Hawaii, and she caught a flight out of San Diego on November 9th, 2020. When she arrived in Hawaii, she began searching for her son and calling places and asking the police. She quickly learned that Robbie was last seen acting irrationally and that the local police stopped to offer him some help. The police had asked Robbie if he wanted a ride to the hospital, and he said yes. With this information, Kathy was hopeful that her son had just been admitted into the hospital and that she would find him there. But what she found out was that on that day, which was November 2nd, 2020, that he was transported to the Kahuku Medical Center on Oahu's North Shore. But before Robbie could be treated, he left the facility. A few hours after he left the hospital, a woman spotted a man trying to open a door to a house that was located near that medical center. I guess while trying to enter this house, Robbie had dropped his body surfing fins, and these were later confirmed to have been his by his family. Kathy then went to the house that Robbie had shared with some roommates, and they all told her that they hadn't seen him or heard from him in days. They had no idea where he was, and upon entering his room, it appeared that all of his belongings were there inside the room. So it didn't seem like he had packed up anything to go anywhere, and if he had left to go somewhere, it was only with the clothing he had on. For days, Brian tried to call his brother's cell phone, and the calls always went unanswered. Until one day, someone picked up the phone. This gave a rush of adrenaline and of hope to Brian, but that hope was quickly squashed when the person on the other end wasn't Robbie. And even worse, this was a random stranger that had found the phone on the side of the road in Wahiwa, which is about 20 miles from the medical center that Robbie had been transported to. Apparently, this random person found the phone, took it home, and charged it. This person kindly gave the phone to Robbie's family, but unfortunately, there wasn't a single clue on it to help them locate Robbie. While in Hawaii, Kathy filed a missing persons report with the Honolulu Police Department, and it wasn't long that tips started to come in of possible sightings of Robbie. Kathy told Dateline, quote, "People have said that they've seen him in Waikiki. On the west side, on the north side, on the east side, south side, it's very difficult. I went all over the island, and people say the island is small, and not to me. It's huge," end quote. In the beginning of the search for Robbie, there was tons of tips that would flood in of these potential sightings. And since then, they've dwindled down. But there are people that are still dedicated to searching for him. There are people that are still keeping their eyes peeled anytime that they're out in public. Authorities believe that it is a possibility that Robbie could be in a different state, but I feel like he never left that island, but that's just my opinion. Kathy and her other son, Brian, have made more than a handful of trips to Hawaii searching for Robbie. Since Robbie's disappearance, Brian has now moved back to San Diego to be close to his mom. The family has created a Facebook group, which will be linked in the description of this episode. The group is called Missing Person in Oahu, Robbie Gallagher. I went and joined the group myself, and I was impressed with the number of people who are still posting videos or pictures of potential sightings over this past year. There was one that seemed very promising in November of 2021. The poster had posted a picture of Robbie next to a picture of a man that had been seen out in public. The two had a very uncanny resemblance, but Kathy commented on there that it wasn't her son. The family doesn't know whether Robbie is still alive or not, but they're remaining hopeful that he is and that he is out there somewhere suffering from some sort of mental illness. His family is also very thankful for the continued love and outpouring of support that they've received. Robbie is described as being 6'1" and weighs around 170 pounds. He has dark, dirty blonde hair and blue eyes. Robbie may have a beard and longer hair. If you or anyone you know has information on Robbie's whereabouts, you can call Crime Stoppers at 808-955-8300. Tips can also be sent in anonymously at www.honolulucrimestoppers.org. Of course, I will have pictures of Robbie available on our social media as well as in our Facebook group, so make sure you join. Crimesters, that is all the information that I have for this week's Missing Monday. Thank you so much for being here. And if you ever have a case that you would like to hear me cover, there's always a link in the description of each and every episode. Make sure that you fill that link out, submit it, and that is the sure bet way that I am going to see which cases you would like to hear. Make sure that you also are a part of my private Facebook group by searching Crime with Holly Podcast Discussion Group. And if you would like to follow me over on Instagram, you can find me at CrimeAholly and over on TikTok at crimewithholly.podcast. I will be back later this week with another all-new episode for you guys. But until then, you know what to do. Be aware and take care. Bye-bye.